This is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole Restaurant.
What made you want to venture into owning your own restaurant?
That's a good question. Actually, the opportunity was really presented to us. We've owned Woody's Jerkwater for 12 years, and it's been a very successful bar slash restaurant. But what really interested me was the Mexican theme, not necessarily a new restaurant. Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. So when this opportunity was presented to us, we said Mexican was needed in this area, but my whole take was providing fresh food that was made daily. There was nothing packaged. There was no preservatives. There's no additives. I'm not going to promise you low-calorie or low-fat food, but we can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats.
Why choose the name Ole Ole? What attracted you to the name and the logo that you use to represent Ole Ole?
Well, the Ole Ole, actually, with our background in soccer and having our children play soccer, my husband being professional soccer, owning a professional soccer team, the Silver Knights, it was interesting the names that we were coming up with. And then just one day, it had nothing to do with soccer, the names were coming up. Nacho Mamas was a name because it was being a woman-owned business. Burrito was another one. And nothing, I settled. And one night, my husband was like, what about Ole Ole? We were watching soccer. And I said, that's it. Because Ole Ole, actually, people have that connection in America thinking the song. But Ole Ole's true meaning is actually a celebration of community, of being together and supporting one another. And, you know, having that feel of having a family-owned business and, you know, supporting having a local business in the community is kind of fit. And it just kind of rolled off your tongue. It's kind of fun.
What's your vision for what you want Ole Ole to be in the Central New York community?
Well, at first, like I said, we really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. But now that I've started this and I have a really great staff, I see it expanding into other areas and just kind of expanding into the business community as a strong supporter of, hopefully, you know, events and maybe even non-for-profit groups. Being a woman-owned business, I hope to maybe even support other women business-owned ventures. And also just expanding another local, not a franchise or a national franchise, but a local business that can give jobs back to the community.
Being a female business owner, what does that mean to you? Like you said, you wanted to reach out to other women, you know, empower them as well. What does it mean to you to be a woman owning a business and knowing that, you know, this is your baby?
So even though I'm a woman-owned business, I don't just look at this as being a leader for just women. I look at being a leader or hoping to lead, you know, our youth as well. I'm a mother, and first and foremost, and I see so many youth groups where we could help support them. And one thing I've seen with my husband doing over the years, supporting all these youth soccer activities and in teaching and training them, and those messages go a long way to these kids, boys and girls. It doesn't have to be a woman. It can be a man, and they remember these messages. And that's how I hope to lead, in a very similar fashion, that we can help other youth groups and organizations to lead in their community, and it carries through them throughout their life. So say they come from a family situation that they don't have that support system, but they can come to learn from, say, Ole Ole is sponsoring or helping them come out of that youth group to help with an event, whether it's a taco kickoff for their football team or their soccer team. They see that leadership in the community, and it's just being that role model that I want to carry through our community, not necessarily as a woman, but just as a business owner.
And lastly, to just give the location and the phone number for Ole Ole.
Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale.
And then your phone number?
Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.